I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, a Twitter clash flared between American President Donald Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Between all caps and threats of war, it's another indicator of just how far the relationship has plunged. But things aren't all fine and dandy on Iran's home turf, either. Iranian lawmakers have summoned Rouhani to explain why the nation's economy has declined, even prior to U.S. sanctions. David, with Heart for Iran, says the Iranian people are fed up. Through Mohabbat TV, Heart for Iran is broadcasting the hope of Christ into Iran, and they're finding a great spiritual hunger.
These pressures can lead to people soul-searching. People call us, and they want to talk about the message of hope and the message of love in Jesus Christ that they're seeing on Mohabbat TV.
Please pray for Iranians to find comfort in the truth of God's word. An orphan ministry in Russia is not a task to take lightly. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock explains orphans have been traumatized and left unwanted.
But what you have to do when you're working with the kids is not only tell them about a hope that is unshakable, not only tell them about the amazing truth of the amazing grace of God, not only tell them that life on earth is hard, but there is a future hope that is unshakable, but actually show it to them.
Through SGA's Orphans Reborn program, churches receive funds to visit orphans, provide aid, and teach about Christ. But it's their consistency over 10 to 15 years that drives Christ's love home. Would you pray for these churches' ministries and for these kids? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.